Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, GMOs revealed the truth about our food supply. What exactly are genetically modified foods, or GMOs, doing to our health? Will this new way of growing food developed by the biotech industry actually live up to the promise of feeding the world and reducing our dependency on toxic farming chemicals? Or does this modern technology pose a serious threat to our digestive system, immune function, and the environment? No doubt the future of our food supply is at stake, and GMOs represent one of the most hotly debated health topics of our time. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, we'll look into this topic with a man that is on a mission to educate the world about how our food quality is changing at an alarming rate, and GMO technology is at the heart of all of this change. We're also going to give you some important news about a stunning docuseries that exposes what's really going on today on a global scale with respect to the spread of GMOs and how it dramatically is changing the way people eat. Before we meet our special guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Dr. Bo Pierce to our show. Dr. Bo, welcome.
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me here, and I'm excited to be able to speak to the Natural Health 365 tribe. I love you guys. I love everything that you guys are putting out, and I just want to say thank you, Jonathan, for your support that you've offered us over the past few months, and it's been really amazing to get to know you on a more of a personal level. We were even joking before this podcast started as far as, you know, just meeting and greeting and being really true and authentic with one another. And for your subscribers who are listening to this right now, I'll tell you what, this man who is literally selfless and gives every single day to you, you guys should be thanking him inside and out, upside down, because he really does work 365 24 hours a day. So I'm excited to be here, and I hope that I can deliver some value for your tribe and your followers here, and hopefully maybe open a few eyes as far as what we're doing with GMOs revealed.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to, Dr. Bo. This is such an important topic. I know it's also, especially for those who tend to listen to the Natural Health 365 podcast, it's so easy, I mean, even for me, to just say, oh, you know, GMOs, we've heard about it already. Oh, we feel one way or another about it. But I know what you guys are doing. You've got Jeff Hayes behind you with the filmmaking and the storytelling, and Dr. Patrick as well. I mean, just incredible people that you've got in your camp. I really do highly respect the kind of work that you're doing. It's very moving. It's very inspirational. It's very educational. That's why I had to have you come on and talk about the docuseries that you created, plus about GMOs in general, because you know what? Even for people who say, oh, okay, you know, I know this topic already, I just feel like it's so important for people to understand, especially those who are Natural Health 365 subscribers, that I'm creating these podcasts, all of the shows I do, the Natural Health 365 Talk Hour on the weekend with medical professionals, as a tool. Use these tools, get them out, take the links, put them in emails, share them, put them on social media, because we've got to just keep putting this out in front of more and more people. And you know what? Nobody likes to convince anybody. So I just think it's really important that we just take these shows and just share it as much as we can. Dr. Bo, first, let's talk about what was the real driving force behind you creating this upcoming docuseries that I've been talking about GMOs.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be real honest with you, Jonathan. I think that a lot of this stemmed out of our last series that we did, and that was Vaccines Revealed. I know that you and your tribe have been an amazing source of followers and people coming and consuming the information, and you are one of our lead people that helped us spread the word with Vaccines Revealed. And that actually got a lot more traction than we even thought it would, to be honest with you. We thought, hey, if we could have, you know, 40 or 50,000 people get their eyes open to the truths about vaccines, then we would consider it a win. And lo and behold, over 150,000 people registered for that 9-day docuseries, and it absolutely floored us. And we came out of that docuseries really saying, hey, we really feel like we have found our family, like we have found our tribe and our followers to speak to. So we started asking them. We started saying, hey, what other topics are you guys interested in? Now, myself being a practicing chiropractor here in California, I have a whole slew of patients that work in the agricultural business. Matter of fact, I even have some of my close family members who actually work on the pro-GMO side of things. So we always have a little bit of an internal conversation, I should say, over the Thanksgiving table when we meet. But we started asking people, hey, what do you want us to talk about? What are other things are you interested in learning about? And what we found was this. We found that a lot of people said, you know what, I don't want to either continue with vaccinations for my family, or I'm not going to get vaccinated. But what about the other things in the world that we really don't have a lot of control over? See, if you're someone that even says, I'm 100% anti-vax, still you're eating food that may have GMOs in it. You're out there drinking water that may have been poisoned with glyphosate. You may be out there, you know, consuming air that, you know, is unclean. So we came out of Vaccines Revealed saying, hey, look, here are the list of topics of things that people are very interested in. And the resounding number one had to do with GMOs. So we sat together as the three partners, like you said, myself, Jeff Hazer, filmmaker, and Patrick Gentempo. And we said, hey, what are we going to tackle next? And literally, of the thousands of people that we surveyed, GMOs was number one. So that really kind of started us in the direction of saying, let's dive in and let's take a look at, number one, what GMOs are from the smallest micro level all the way out to the macro level and the global level as far as what is it doing to this world. And that's what really birthed the GMOs Revealed experience.
And I think that even for people who feel like they're familiar with GMOs, it is so worth it. I know I'm personally looking forward to watching every single one of your docuseries episodes because you just gain a deeper understanding, and that's what it's all about. It's not about believing something or not. I think it's always been about people learning more about topics and having a more personal experience for whatever it is they decide to do. I think that's what it's all about. I think it really starts off with thinking about these things more. So often in Western culture, it's just, you know, give me a remedy real quick. I just want to feel better or something like this. And, you know, in going to a doctor, you know, just make me feel better and not think too much about things. And I think that this is something that more and more people are appreciating is just very important. Dr. Bo, talk a little bit about some of the ideas, some of the subjects that are going to be discussed in a docuseries. I think that's really important. It's not just about, hey, something going on with the seed and how the seed grows into food. I mean, it's much more than that, right?
Totally. And to be honest with you, when we first started out and when we first started mapping out what GMOs Revealed was, we sat down and we said, okay, here's what everyone knows. Everyone knows Monsanto's the devil, but is there a bigger story here? Is there more that's unfolding? Is there more things that, you know, even me and you, Jonathan, aren't thinking about, more bigger implications? You know, is there some sort of global population control going on? Is there some sort of dumbing down of our society? What is it about GMOs that is so frighteningly scary, as well as how are things being spun in the media and what representation are they putting out there to make it seem like these things are safe and they're not harming? As a matter of fact, they're feeding the world. And so when we started to really start to take a deeper dive, you know, what we found out was amazing. I mean, of course, we probably all know, all of the people who are listening to this podcast know that, hey, look, glyphosate's not good for you, right? If you came out of watching all of GMOs Revealed and you found out that glyphosate's not good for you, great. We would still consider that a win. But what we've done over the course of these 9 days is we have started at the very, very smallest micro level talking about what happens in the gut. Also, what happens in the seed? What happens inside your mouth? Matter of fact, did you know that the microbiome in your mouth is obviously one of the biggest places where that digestion starts to happen? Yet it's one of the areas that we commonly overlook. You know, we sit down with people like David Wolf, and he walks us through his farm out in Kauai. We have interviews with Mike Adams from Natural News. We've got Jeffrey Smith on this, talking about everything you guys know about genetic roulette. If you haven't seen that, it's going to be offered on our in our section as well. I mean, the list goes so far, so deep, and so incredibly wide that we want to be able to cover every aspect of GMOs, not just the seed, but what are the global implications of it. You know, we interviewed Dr. Eric Bush. I don't know if you've met him before, but it looks at cancer rates from a macro perspective, and there is a definitive increase in cancer rates at the south end of the Mississippi. And he believes that it has to do with the fact that up north we're spraying all of these fields with glyphosate, and that is entering our water system, then entering the Mississippi River and flowing southern. And that those are some of the things that potentially could be causing these alarming rates of cancer that we're seeing down in places like Louisiana and Texas. And these are just small little things that we have kind of unfolded during this series, and it's really making us sit back and say, oh my gosh, this whole GMO epidemic, and that's what we really believe this is. We believe that this may seriously be the biggest environmental disaster in the history of mankind, is what they're doing with these GMOs. And we uncover all of that, and we say, hey, look, we're going to talk to the experts. We're going to talk to the people that are on the ground actually putting the seeds in the soil, and the people behind the microscopes, and actually take a deep dive. So when you get done with this series, you'll be able to make a really informed decision for yourself and your family. Now, I know, like you, Jonathan, we constantly publish articles and we put out different pieces of research. But for me personally, as I was going through this series, I kind of had that aha moment. And you probably remember this. It's like when you're back in school and, you know, you may be trying to learn a new concept and you learn it and you're trying it, it's just not sticking. And then something happens along the path that it just implants in your brain forever. And that's what I think that GMOs Revealed is really going to be about for a lot of people. Yeah, they've heard that GMOs are bad, that glyphosate is going to kill everybody, that Monsanto is the devil. But what they don't understand is the bigger implications and how all of those things connect together, and how it connects not only in themselves, but also in the world that they live around. So I walked away after all of our filming and everything's done saying, oh my gosh, now I can fully understand. Now I get it. Now I understand what this whole GMO thing is about. And I want to share that with my friends. Now I want to be able to actually sit down and have an informed conversation with them versus trying to nitpick and say, oh, did you read this study? Oh, did you see that? No, I want to be able to have a very, you know, wide and breadth of great information that I can share with them. And that's what this series really does. We really try to dive in and cover every single aspect in the GMO world and allow you guys as the viewers to follow along during this 9-day series. And the fact that it's kind of almost like a movie where you're kind of taking this path along with Patrick as he is discovering all about GMOs and its bigger impact in our world.
You guys are great storytellers. I know, Dr. Bo, that's not really been your specialty, but the people that you have in your camp, it's just fantastic what you did with Vaccines Revealed. That's why I was such a huge supporter of it. We had great feedback from the Natural Health 365 community. And I know that this one is going to have a huge impact on people as well. It goes back to what I said before, Dr. Bo, about people being more informed. And with good storytelling, and not just stories, but real facts that are not being put out because of what we all know about what the mainstream media continues to do and what most of Western medicine does and conventional science, which is controlled by the pharmaceutical industry, their narratives are so narrow and so dumbed down. And quite frankly, when it comes to the government health agencies, they seem to pass it off to the private sector, which again is really pretty much controlled by the biotech industry and by you know, the pharmaceutical industry, that all people are getting are marketing lines from these companies. They're all self-serving. Hey, everything's safe and effective when it comes to vaccines. When it comes to GMOs, it's great. We're feeding the world. We could use less chemicals. They put out these trigger phrases. And you know what? They've duped a lot of people. They've lulled a lot of people to sleep. They have absolutely, with all due respect to the farmers out there, at least here in the United States, they have fooled a great deal of the farmers out there in saying this is the way to go. But I'm sorry, $300+, I don't know what it is right at this moment, but hundreds of dollars for a bag of seed instead of, say, $50, I'm sorry, that's being duped, forcing people, farmers, into using this new technology and this GMO, these seeds that are manipulated now, completely change, and then getting the farmers hooked on this product, having them sign an agreement that they can't use anything else. I mean, that has tones of just having a monopoly and total, you know, like fascist type control over people. I think it's just horrible what's been going on.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, like I said, even my cousins, I have a couple cousins. You got to understand, the area that I live in, California, is a mecca of berries and strawberries and wine grapes and farmers and cattle ranchers. And I mean, some of my best friends are the people that are out right now in the fields working, and they're managing their crops. And we sit down and we have these conversations with them, and they're saying, well, look, Bo, the seed companies are telling me that it's 100% okay, that there's no research that's validating that GMO seeds are harmful. And, you know, they just flew me to this place and wined and dined me and told me all of these great things about these new liberty seeds that are coming out there. You're telling me that they would actually create something that could potentially be harmful to me? I don't understand. And it's that type of propaganda marketing that we are seeing throughout America. And I got to be honest with you, and I think you nailed it right on the head, Jonathan. These people are hardworking, dig in the dirt, hands are dirty, 20 hours a day work type of people, and they don't know any different. And my thing is that I'm not mad at, you know, farmers for going out there and agricultural workers for working and doing this. I'm mad at the people that are sitting at the high level making decisions that are affecting all of the lower chain people. And me and you, I would consider lower chain people. You know, we're the ones that are consuming food. We're the ones that are actually out there doing the work on a day in and day out basis versus those people who are sitting and literally just watching the stock market ticker and knowing that, hey, if that thing went up a nickel today, they've made an extra $5 million. You know, those are the things that make me mad. And that's what we're trying to expose here. You know what? We're not mad at the farmers. We're not mad at the people that are out trying to make a living. By God, you know what? Bless those people. But what we are mad at are the people that are making up the lies and the fallacies and changing the research, just like we saw it with vaccines revealed. Right, we have people manipulating data inside the CDC so a pharmaceutical company can add, you know, vaccine number 71 and 72 to our children's, you know, CDC quote-unquote schedule. It's the exact same thing. It's the same thing, but it's just at a different level. We're seeing that those types of things are now affecting our food. And, you know, as parents, we cannot let our children, you know, take harmful vaccines, but they want to eat food. I want to eat food. So where do I find the best source of this non-GMO food? Where can I go to get water that isn't being doused with glyphosate? Where can I go to actually go and find food that is sustainable and contains all of the nutrients that we think an actual apple can contain, right? It hasn't been sprayed with chemicals, and it doesn't have wax coatings over the top of it and other things that are now being proven to cause links between that and cancer. So what GMOs reveal does is it really just kind of gives you an eyes wide open view of what's happening in and around our food world today. You know, we've interviewed people, I'm sure you know, Tammy Cannell with March Against Monsanto, you know, Zen Honeycutt with Moms Across America. You know what? Hey, if you're a mother listening to this right now and you're saying, hey, I am concerned about my kids, I'm concerned about the food that they're eating, and I know that they're developing, I know school just started, and I want to be able to give them the best nutrition possible, I would highly recommend that you click on the link probably below this podcast and on Jonathan's page, and just check it out. I think every single American should have the ability to just consume information and then make an informed decision for themselves and their families. And what we do with Revealed Films is we try to go and just interview the experts in and around that subject area and that topic, and then present it to you and say, hey, look, you make the decision. You watch all of these hours of film, and then you make a decision that you feel is best. And then whatever decision that is, you know, you live by that decision. But we want you to be able to be informed. We don't want you to have propaganda being shoved down your throat from TV and from radio. We want you to be able to sit down and really critically think and really critically consume this content and then make that decision.
Dr. Bo, that is exactly what we talk about all the time on all my podcasts and all my shows on the weekend. That's what it's all about. Here's all the info. Listen to these experts who are in the trenches, and then please make an informed decision. That was perfect the way you said it. I want to get into a little bit more how this series is different from other educational programs. Talk about some of the nuggets of things that you've learned during the filming process, maybe a couple things as an example. We'll get into some other interesting things right at the end too, so hang in there. But first, I want to thank our sponsor one more time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Okay, so Dr. Bo, talk about this because, you know, God knows there's a lot of educational programs out there. There's documentaries, not that many. There's webinars, that's been getting more popular. Tons of articles out there. We've certainly put out many over the years. How does this series differ from other educational programs that you've seen?
So I'm not to make a pun on this, but I really believe that this series really separates the wheat from the chaff. You know, I believe that we have done an incredible job of finding the top experts in and around this subject area. And we have really, you know, dived deep to find the best information for you guys, for our viewers. Matter of fact, I just sat down yesterday with Jeff and I said, Jeff, I'm just curious, how many hours of footage do we have of all of these experts and of all of the different things that you've shot? And he said, I'll be honest with you, Bo, I think we're probably over 10,000 hours of footage. And I said, 10,000 hours of footage. And he's like, yeah, you know, when we sit down and do an interview with somebody, sometimes the interview will go 2, 3, 4 hours long. And we will then have to cut that and edit it and put it all together and, you know, get rid of a lot of other things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much. And he goes, you know, and this just isn't just, you know, over the cast of 90 days. We've been, you know, filming for years at this point. So we're able to really kind of look at things that may have even been said a year or two ago on camera. And then now, lo and behold, here they are playing out in our society today. And it just validates the fact even more so. I think another kind of gem that has kind of what makes me smile in a lot of ways is the outpouring in the community, to be honest with you. I believe that, you know, there's people out there right now that are starting to turn an eye towards GMOs. In a lot of ways, like vaccines did. You know, people are like, wait a second, vaccines aren't safe and effective? All vaccines, you know, we shouldn't be taking, you know, having our kids injected with vaccines. And I see the same trend now happening in the GMO world. You know, people are saying, well, wait a second, I don't think it's normal for those guys in white suits to be spraying things all over my strawberries before I go and eat them the next day. Is that okay? You know, oh, I'm used to just putting fertilizer on my food, but now I've got to put three times the same fertilizer on my crops to get the same yield that I did just a couple of years ago. You know, these are some of the things that we're hearing out in the community. You know, why are we doing crop rotation? What really is in the soil? How does the soil affect the foods that we're eating? How does that food then affect my body once it's coming inside of me? And I think what a lot of people are now starting to do is they're starting to sit back and really look at their health care from a much more macro level. You know, we know that cancer rates are skyrocketing. We know autism is skyrocketing. We know death rates are spiking severely higher. And people are now starting to become more informed. you know, the baby boomer generation is at that age right now where they're saying, well, wait a second. Maybe I shouldn't have ate all of those things when I was a little bit younger. Now, what can I do differently? What can I tell my kids to do a little bit differently? I want to make an informed decision. And just like you were saying, Jonathan, and that's why I love what you guys do at Natural Health 365, is you guys are putting out some of the best information out in the world right now. And it's being consumed by your community, and your community is ravenous for this type of information. So what we hope is that, you know, GMOs Revealed can just add a little bit, maybe a little bit of a cherry on top for that, and really allow you guys to say, look, here is all of this information on GMOs. It's all compiled in one place. You could literally take this entire 9-day series and give it to someone that is somewhat on the fence right now and allow them to make a more informed decision. And I believe that's what it all comes down to.
It does. And unfortunately, I say it this way, in a digital world, it's so easy to lose sight of the fact that just simply sharing it times two is so powerful, right? Because it's like, oh, you know, it's so easy for someone to say, well, you know, I get this and wow, it's really something, but I don't know, should I share it or not? You know what? Just share it. If 250,000 people share it, it's 500,000 people touched. If 500,000 people are sharing it just once, now you've got 1 million people sharing it. This is what corporate giants don't want. They would love to be able to pass down to the population their marketing lines, all their marketing stories, and just have everyone believe it. And you know what? Government agencies who are all just sort of, you know, doing what corporations are telling them, following their lead, that is the old system. What they're very concerned about are people like you and I creating fantastic information with world-class experts. Dr. Bo, I do apologize for not having the time. I mean, we were doing the Immune Defense Summit. It was just, you know, bad timing. But the next time around, I'm definitely looking forward to contributing. But this is what people never hear, or what real experts have to say based on years and years of experience about the dangers. I mean, if people actually saw what was written on the bag, on the back and down at the bottom of a bag of GMO seed, I mean, it's just horrific, the warnings, and this is the stuff that our food comes from. It's insane.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I want to kind of go back and talk on that little topic that you talked about sharing for a second, because I think that is so critically important right now. And I say this because I believe we live in a day and age where literally anything can happen. And when I say anything can happen, you know, I think a lot of people will smirk and smile when they say, look, Donald Trump became our president. Literally anything can happen. Now, my point with this is not to say Donald Trump's a great president or a bad president, but what Donald Trump did do is he was able to do something that no one else could do. And that was is that he was able to use his own voice and get on places like Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and talk to the people. You know, like you were saying, for years, for the past hundreds of years, it always used to be corporation would speak to big news and media giant, and then media giant would disseminate the information. All of that is now 100% flipped and turned on its head. Anybody can talk to anybody anymore. I mean, I was just on Twitter the other day, and Mark Cuban tweeted out, how can we fix the healthcare system? And I picked up my phone and just tweeted him immediately back. I'm like, never in America before have we been able to have communication like that. So just to echo your point again, if you guys watch this, if you guys click and you like this trailer, go back and please share Jonathan's link. Say, hey, look, I'm interested in this. I don't know what I even think about it at this point, but I want to learn more. And I think you'll be amazed what people will actually write underneath, you know, your posts on Facebook and your tweets. You know, a lot of people are pro one way or anti the other way. But if you really came out of it with really open eyes and said, you know what, I'm going to invest the next 9 days of my life, about an hour and a half each day, and I'm just going to learn. I just want to be able to take in the information and then make a decision based upon that. I think you would be very, very, you know, well-informed and very pleased by the end of that 9 day to make the decision that you do.
Dr. Bo, it's never been easier, that's for sure, in terms of just getting access to this kind of information. I just want to thank our sponsor one last time, because without them, None of this information and our podcast would be getting out there, so we really do appreciate them. Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. So, Dr. Bo, as we're closing out, you know, again, you gave a little shout out to the mothers out there concerned about their families. I know from my own experience, you know, living with my wife for, you know, 28 plus years now, that she has been a powerful influence in our family. She's been telling me years ago about how I should be thinking twice about those corn chips that I was eating. Oh, they tasted so good. But she said, you know, they're changing the way that food is being made. And this is the 1990s, okay? When I say new technology, this is new. This is within one generation. My daughter, the next generation, then her kids, the next generation after that. If we think we've seen health problems now, I got news for you for sure. We have seen nothing yet in terms of autism rates, cancer, autoimmune disorders, just on the level of fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems. If anyone out there is having bagels, chips, pretzels, pasta, any of these quote-unquote all-natural breads with wheat in it, I mean, I'm giving a special shout-out to millions of people out there who are just quite innocently, right, eating these foods and not giving it much thought. Like, yeah, it's, you know, maybe it's got a little bit more chemicals in this. It's not organic. I know. And here's the problem. You eat it, and I mean, God forbid it should happen, but you don't die from eating it. So I was kind of even lackadaisical many years ago. All right, honey, I understand. But boy, did she wake me up. So the women out there, huge shout out to them. Guess what? This is your time. 9 days, watch a program, takes you a little over an hour, whatever it is, just tune in, and then you've got something very valuable to talk about for weeks, if not months and years going forward. Dr. Bo, talk a little bit about when it starts, how long it is. I will tell you this, though, before you answer, Dr. Bo, the way, again, the stories are told with Jeff Hayes, he's a magnificent filmmaker. It's easy watching Vaccines Revealed. I'm sure it's going to be the same experience. I can hardly wait to watch GMOs Revealed. But just talk about maybe some surprises. I could push you a little bit to give out a little sneak preview of some things that people could expect.
Sure. So, I guess I'll start at the top here for this one. So if you're listening to this right now, chances are that the doors are open for you to go and to register. So we are allowing registration starting on August 15th. Up to our launch day of episode one, which will start on August 22nd. So there's about a week and a half gap time right there. So click the link below if you're reading this on National Health 365. And then also, it is a 9-day docuseries. Now, I will say this. We actually extended it 2 more days on the front end because we thought we were originally going to do a 7-day docuseries. Then it went to a 9-day docuseries, and I would be even willing to bet that there may be a little bit extra on the back end besides that, and I'll just leave it at that because we've had, in the last month, we've actually gotten a couple of interviews that have kind of blown our minds, and we would like to maybe, you know, potentially offer those things to someone that may have not seen the first day or two if they missed that. So I'm just going to leave that there as maybe as far as like a little hint. You know, I will say this, that the people that we have involved in this are literally some of the top people in the entire profession. That's all I can say. You know, when you sit down and you talk about interviewing people, you know, it's like in your industry, who would you want? If you were a machinist right now, listeners, who would you want to interview? You know, who are your top people? And I can tell you, in the natural health, you know, GMO food world, the only person that we really didn't get was you, Jonathan. I'm like, you know, we're like, all of the people are like, oh, the only person we didn't get was Jonathan. So when we do GMOs 2.0, you'll be the top of the list as far as an interview for that. But this is an action-packed series. I mean, we have you know, people, Zach Bush, Jeffrey Smith, Dan Pompa, Mike Adams, Sayer G, Edward Group, Greg Horn, I mean, Stephanie Seneff. I mean, the list is as deep and wide as it goes. And it really, you know, allows someone to make a good informed decision, like we said. Now, when you asked how much time, I will say this. Each episode is right around an hour and a half. And the reason that it's that length of time is because we want to be able to allow the person that we're interviewing to really take you on a journey, take you on a deep dive every single day and talk about one or two really key components in and around the world of our food, of the actual seeds that they're putting in the ground, to what's happening. Like if you're a dentist, we have a dentist that we interviewed where we said, hey, what are these GMO foods doing to your teeth? There's toothpaste out there that's sometimes somewhat destroying the bacteria that is in our mouth. And we know that our mouth is the first source of digestion. Then it's going to our gut. What's happening inside our gut? So we sit down with scientists and we look at that as well. And then we also look at the things, you know, that 99% of glyphosate that's being spread in the world today is not even hitting its main target source. So where is all that glyphosate going? It's going into your water system. What's happening from there? You know, one of the great things that we did with Vaccines Revealed is we did some Q&A sessions after with myself and Dr. Jen Tempo, where we, you know, answered a lot of your guys' questions. And so write those questions down, you know, share the links, ask questions. We're going to be starting topics on Facebook and Twitter, and we want to hear what you guys think. Hey, if you have a question about something, ask us. We'll find the experts. Hey, comment on what you guys thought about episode 2 or 4 or each of the days, because what we believe is that this is a community. And the bigger our voice within one community can be, the bigger impact we can make out into the world. So as you go through these 9 days and you listen, please watch, respond, rally your friends, be very critical, ask your other friends who may be pro-GMO to give a watch and see what they think of it. Matter of fact, you know, some of my friends are pro-vaccine, and I say, hey, if that's what you want to do, great. But all I want you to do is just please watch this and give me your thoughts, because I'll be honest with you. We all, you know, we talk in circles amongst each other, right? Oh, GMOs are horrible. They're bad. They're going to kill everybody. But the best person to talk to is someone that says, well, I don't really know if they're bad, or no, they're not bad, Bo. They're fine for me. And then you give them information like this, and they are able to consume it, and then they come back and they say, wow, my viewpoint has been radically changed. My viewpoint is nowhere near what I thought it was literally a week ago. And just to be able to consume this information and then make a decision. And I guess the last thing I'll say, and I know we've gone way over on our time here, so please forgive me, Jonathan, this, is that I definitely want to take a moment and just thank all the mothers that are out there, hardworking people, just trying to do what's best for your kids. You know, my wife every day, she's working, you know, she's got her full-time job. We have 2 little kids. They're putting it all together. And you guys are just trying to make ends meet. So I just want to be able to put this out there and say thank you to the mothers. And if you guys are going to invest in your time to actually watch this and the energy to consume it, I just want to tip my hat a little bit on that side. I will say this, is that we have been working with Tammy Canal from March Against Monsanto, and we do have one of our bonuses, which is called What's for Dinner, and it's a cookbook for non-GMO foods, because I know there's so many mothers that are going to say, all right, I want to do this. Now what do I need to do? What can I do to put this on the table tonight for my kids so I know what they're eating is wholesome and healthy? So we've really tried to think of everything as we've kind of sat and gone through this whole series. So I just want to say thank you again, Jonathan, for your time and your energy and, you know, devoting your life's mission for this exact thing. Literally, we could not do it without you and without the support of your community.
Dr. Bo, thank you so much for your time. For those who are really interested in getting immediate access, you'll see a link above at Natural Health 365. You'll see the link above at the top of the page. You'll also see it below this podcast when you go to listen to this podcast on our site. If you're a Natural Health 365 subscriber, of course, you're going to get some emails as well. So lots of opportunity to hear more about this event and to get instant free access. Again, Dr. Bo, I appreciate your time today. I really do. I think it's that important.
Appreciate you as well. Thank you.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.